Now hear the word of the Lord, as written in the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. I'll begin reading at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people from one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance. The kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The King will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." May God add His blessing to the hearing and the reading of His holy word. Pray with me. Father, we thank You always for the power of Your word. We pray that the words would be written on our hearts in such a fashion that they would come to mind both day and night as we go about our lives. We come this morning, Lord, seeking Your wisdom, seeking Your will in an unmistakable way. Prepare our hearts and our minds that we might respond, that You would be glorified in each and every life. In Jesus' name, amen. So last week, I had a very rare ground beef burger. And next to it on the plate, I had a salad of chopped turkey on a bed of romaine lettuce. And for dessert, I had some raw cookie dough. All the while listening to "Baby, It's Cold Outside." What can I tell you? I like living on the edge. Well, I'm not suggesting the raw ground beef, millions of pounds of which were recalled for contamination by salmonella, or the same with the ground turkey, millions of pounds. And, of course, the romaine lettuce infected with E. coli bacteria, which can do all sorts of terrible things to our intestines, especially to those that have compromised immune systems. "Baby, It's Cold Outside." I had a little trouble understanding that one. I don't know, succumbing to too much alcohol or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it was. Now, I'm not suggesting you get involved in any of those things. However, I am suggesting living on the edge just a little bit in the coming year of 2019. In our spiritual lives, in our church lives, and in our personal lives. Oh, what do you mean by that, Dick? Well, do you need some inspiration? Let's look to the scripture and a couple of examples there. How about Noah? Noah's story begins in Genesis chapter 6, where he is identified as being a righteous man. And God came to Noah, and He said, "I want you to build an ark. to save yourself and your family and two of every animals from the impending flood. And it's to be 450 feet long. That's a football field and a half. Big boat. Now, it hadn't rained at that point. And just think of the scoffing and the ridicule that Noah had to endure from his friends and his neighbors. But he went forward. And in the 22nd verse of that chapter 6, Noah had walked up to the edge, built the boat, and it says, Noah did everything just as God had commanded him. How about that? What about Moses? Called by God to lead his people out of bondage, he had to confront arguably the most powerful man in the world at that time, Pharaoh of Egypt. That's the edge. Or think of Ruth. Ruth, who left everything she knew, her homeland, her heritage, to stay by the side of her mother-in-law, Naomi, as she traveled back to her homeland. We can think up of the judges, all sorts of judges. Deborah, for example, led men into battle as a woman, unheard of in those times. There was Gideon, of course, and who can forget Samson, who, even though he was blind, asked to be brought to the pagan temple, stretched out his arms, brought down the pillars and the entire pagan temple right on top of all of those pagan worshipers and himself included. Then one of my favorite guys in Scripture, David. Shepherd. No armor, no helmet, only a sling for a weapon, and yet he took on the giant, the Philistine giant, Goliath, and killed him to the glory of God. Then, of course, we think of the season, and there was Joseph. Joseph, whose betrothed turned up pregnant. And he didn't divorce her and send her away. On the contrary, he married her and took her home. And in those days, that was really living on the edge. Well, all of these folks stepped out into some unfamiliar territory and experienced and accomplished some really interesting things while living on the edge. As you might suspect, this is going somewhere. What about us in 2019? Are we willing to step out into some unfamiliar territory? Maybe live on the edge just a bit. But you say, Dick, I'm no Moses. I'm no Samson. I'm certainly no David. Well, no. Neither am I. But if you want to take on Goliath, any one of you, Tim, you ready to take on Goliath? I'm right behind you. Oh, but I am going to put forth a challenge to step out just a little, to do perhaps just one thing in the new year that you haven't been doing or that you haven't been involved with up until now. And I've got some suggestions. Firstly, be in the Word. Be in the Word. If you're not reading the Bible each and every day, start now. Do you know that if you read just one chapter a day, 5 days a week, beginning with Matthew, you will, by this time of next year, have read the entire New Testament. And don't give up when you get to Revelation. Secondly, get involved in a small group. We have got so many different opportunities here at Highview to fellowship together and to grow and mature in our faith. Right off the top of my head, there's an adult Bible study class on Sunday mornings. Two excellent leaders in Scott Beckwith and Bill Holtz going through Scripture in depth, looking at applications for our daily lives. Starts at 9:15, finishes by about 9:55, and it is truly a great learning experience. There's also a women's group on Sunday morning. Now, they've been in hiatus for a little while, but they're going to be starting up again. And that's a group that gathers together, looks at Scripture, looks at some inspirational books and writings. Again, things that may be particularly related to a woman's ministry. I've got a list here. I've got needles and hooks. Meeting on Monday afternoons. Knitting and crocheting. If you don't know how, come. They'll teach you. And the product of their time together, the products of their time, hats and mittens and blankets, go to needy folks throughout the area. Right, Cindy? Thank you so much for leading that. We got the annual men's retreat once a year at the Girl Scout camp. Starts on Friday night, goes to about noon on Saturday. Last year we had, 15, 16 guys. We used to have 30. Once a year, take a step, get involved with that group. It's a great time together. We've got a book club. Did you know that? Meets every few months. Study a particular book, discuss it, see how it applies, what some of the hidden insights are in that book. You can watch the newsletter for announcements on all of those things. Newsletters and bulletins. Take a time to look at that and consider something that might be good for you. Our Wednesday evening Bible studies. As Scott mentioned, Stephen is starting a new sermon series on gospel-shaped worship. I lost the shaped word there. Gospel-shaped worship. He's starting that next Sunday. And then, like we did last year, we're going to meet on Wednesday evenings, except the Beckwiths, who are Thursday evenings, and explore the sermon topic in a little more depth from a couple of different angles. There's a good curriculum that we'll be using. I think there's 5 different groups available, plus the Wednesday morning group will be doing the same thing. There's sign-up sheets out in the lobby for that. Take advantage of that. We've had some really great studies in the past. Probably our best attended Wednesday night group was the series on marriage. That was a 10-week series. And we had like 100 people here for 10 weeks. It was really fantastic. And then we did a series on the 5 solas. Remember that R.C. Sproul series? Several people mentioned that they gained a much deeper and just a better understanding of what Reformed theology is all about. So it's Wednesday nights at 6:30, goes until 7:30, and then if you're here, why don't you stay for choir? Donna would love to have some more voices, right, Donna? Yeah. And you say, oh, but I can't sing, Dick. Yeah, well, neither can Frank and I, but we have a lot of fun trying. All sorts of opportunities for small groups. Thirdly, I would suggest be of service. Jesus said to Peter, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. And that means in all manners, shapes, and forms. And there are some amazingly easy ways for us to do that. You've heard me, and you've seen in the bulletin, and you've seen in the newsletter, the Milwaukee Rescue Mission. Now, there is an easy thing to do. Highview, once a month, goes down to the Rescue Mission and serves meals on a Sunday evening. Generally meet here at the church at 3:30. We've been involved in this mission for years. And yet, I have to tell you, it's in danger of not continuing for lack of participation. Leave here at 3:30, get down there, get set up, serve 30 to 50 women and children their Sunday evening meal, followed by generally 100-plus men. Some are homeless, all are needy in one fashion or another. They attend a worship service and a Bible study first and then come and have dinner. Takes about 20 minutes to clean up, usually back here by about 6:30. We do that once a month. That's 12 times a year. And if you take just a couple of Sundays and several of us step up to do that, we can continue that very worthwhile ministry. And there's our children and our youth. We are always looking for help with the children and youth, helping with teaching Sunday school or teaching a class on your own or getting involved with the youth group as a chaperone. You know, Saturday, where's Katie? Can you hear Katie? She's in the nursery today. Well, Katie is always looking for help. And it's a great way to get involved with young people in our church who are our future. And Saturday morning, she's got the littlest ones here once a month on a Saturday morning, like 9 until noon or 11:30 or something like that. And they're running all over the place and having a great time and having a Bible lesson. And that's just a great time to get involved with the littlest of those that God has entrusted to our care. And of course, there's Vacation Bible School. We generally have some great participation in that, but there's always some room for extra help there. Another easy one to be of service, one that you know is near and dear to my heart. Give blood. We do that every other month. It takes an hour, and it is virtually painless. Our last blood drive, we set a record with 30 units donated. That's fantastic. But less than half of those were folks from Highview. Less than half. We've got 202 members as of right now. Every other month, 1 hour, give blood, truly the gift of life. I'm told one unit of blood has the potential to save 3 lives. Get out on the edge a little bit. See you in February. Well, I've lost my place in my notes. That may be a good thing. Oh, I didn't want to. I did skip over one. Jill, Meals for Family Promise and other opportunities to be involved. That is growing and becoming very, very successful in the area, dealing with families at a very, very critical time in their lives. We've seen people come into the program, participate in all of the activities there and the learning, and move on to live independently on their own. Yes, Jill? See Jill if you'd like to participate in that. Now, we got a couple of other big opportunities coming up, and that would be the committees that are going to be established shortly to explore Highview's visions for the future. Of course, I'm talking about church planting and expansion of the Highview ministries and what that might mean for our facilities. Here's an opportunity to really get involved with the future of Highview. New and exciting things, the opportunity to explore, identify what our needs would be, and develop plans to move forward. That's more than just an hour every other month, but it is something that would be really exciting, I think. So all of these things pretty much involve our time and our talent. And what about our treasure? Oh boy, now he's going to start talking about money. Yeah, well, a little bit. A little bit. Highview has been blessed with very, very generous giving over the years. And you'll hear more about our total financial picture at the annual meeting on January 27th after the second service. You know, I'm told we typically have about 50 or 60 people at that meeting. Come on, folks, we've got 202 members. This is an opportunity to hear all the committee reports, get up to date on what's going on, get a picture of our finances and how we stand there, and of course to cast your vote as a member for the leaders of the church. We'll be electing elders and deacons and trustees and the nominating committee for next year. Come and join in. A good time of fellowship together. January 27th, after the second service. Light meal to start. But back to our treasure. There are so many worthy causes that we could support. We get like one, two, sometimes three requests for support in the mail virtually every day. Virtually every day. And I'm sure you do too. How do you sort it all out? Well, let me help narrow it down just a little bit. In the coming year, you could consider supporting personally and directly one of the missionaries that Highview currently helps out through our mission budget. I think of Scott Birdsall, who was with us last summer. Scott is heading to London to minister to the Muslim Bangladesh community there. He's got about 80% of his needed funds raised. They're looking to spread out from there and even plant some churches, some EPC churches, in the country of Bangladesh itself. Or I think of the Chapmans, who are in Uganda. We've been involved with them for many, many years. Their dentistry ministry and the children programs. It's been 25 years at least, perhaps more. And they can always use our support. Or we think of the Jarabs, Cheryl and Dave. They're in Zimbabwe, have been for several years. And we've prayed for the difficulties that they've gone through just maintaining their status in the country and to be being able to continue the good work that they've done. Cheryl's involved with training healthcare workers, and Dave is teaching the people how to grow their own food and fish hydroponically. And they are having some fantastic success. Those are just three that come to mind very, very quickly. $2, $3, $5 a month would be so much appreciated by each and every one of them. And there are many others. See David Block or any member of the missions committee as to how you might be involved there. Or if you want to take a bigger step, consider sponsoring a child through Compassion International. I'm thinking that right now that's about $38 a month. But it goes so far and does so much. Many of us have been involved in sponsoring children through Compassion for quite a number of years. You know who you are. It is a thrill to get the notes from the sponsored child and the little pictures that they draw and that the things that they have to say and the prayers that they put in those notes for their sponsoring family, to watch them grow and mature. It is just a joy, just a joy. So, that's the challenge to you and to me as well for the coming year. Take a step into unfamiliar and perhaps uncomfortable territory. You know, we don't have to build an ark. We don't have to face up to Vladimir Putin, the Pharaoh of our day, or even fight Goliath, Jim. Big sigh of relief there. But we can take and commit to just one step. Just one step. Something we're not now doing or involved with. To live on the edge to the Lord our God in 2019. Happy New Year. Amen. Father, we do thank you and praise you that we have been called out to be your servants. And we pray, Lord, that you would, again, make your will known to us in a special way. Help us to discern where you would have us to live on the edge just a bit for you. Let us be in the Word. Let us consider small group involvement, Lord, such opportunities. Tap us to be of service to the hurting and the needy and the lonely and the strangers. And Lord, may we always be worthy stewards of the treasure with which you bless us. Opportunities, Lord, make them very clear to us how we might reach out. We come always, giving you the honor, the praise in all things, to the glory of Jesus, your very Son, our Lord, our Savior. Amen.